You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Ooh, it's Friday. Oh, yeah. And the Extra Extra Funny Friday is Riggins One-Star Strip Club Reviews.
Yeah, and this is a little different because we have a guest in here today. Her name is Stacy. She's from Wilmington. And she got an exclusive visit to the Calitran Ace and TJ Studios because she's a part of Ace TJ Prime. So she was randomly selected. If you'd like to make a visit, just become a member of Ace TJ Prime. You might be in here with us one day.
Wilmington, North Carolina.
Is this going to affect your performance of the One-Star Strip Club reviews, having a lady sitting in the room?
I did ask her beforehand. I said, are you offended by anything like graphic? And she goes, no, I'm good. I don't get offended. So I feel more comfortable doing this.
And she has heard these before. She's heard One-Star Strip Club reviews before. So she's ready.
If you've ever heard this, you know this is where we go across the country and read real reviews from strip clubs across America. And we'll start in Baltimore, Maryland, at a place called Taboo Gentlemen's Club. John left a one-star review. Me and my significant other visited Taboo from out of town for the Halloween party. The party was great, but the costume contest they had was bullshit. It was totally supposed to be based on costumes, and it wasn't. I felt like it was rigged. Favoritism from people who knew other important people. The people that had won their costumes were not even original, and some didn't even have a costume at all. It seemed to me that they wanted to keep the prizes in-house. Just a suggestion, consider allowing unbiased judges. Judges that don't allow the crowd to judge because they were cheering for people that were naked or flashing the crowd their tits or that were not even in costumes at all. I felt cheated. One star.
So he goes to the strip club, for the contest and for it to be on the up and up.
Yeah, he traveled from out of town to go to a strip club Halloween costume contest.
For the record, I hate being involved in any costume contest.
Oh my gosh.
Hosting a costume contest, it's one of the most excruciating things known to man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this guy is saying everybody else is weird for voting for the ones who got naked.
Yeah.
At a strip club.
Yeah.
He travels into Baltimore for this. That's the type we're talking about.
You know what I would travel into Baltimore for? If I were about to die and the only hospital that could treat me was in Baltimore.
Yeah, right.
And even then I would have to pray about it.
Exactly. Then we'll go to Galena, Kansas at Sensations Premier Gentlemen's Club. Short review from a guy named Tom. This place simply has the grossest bitches in the world. And they ruin relationships. Makes me want to throw up. One star.
Oh.
No details.
They ruin relationships.
I don't know. If you're in Galena, Kansas, you probably don't have a whole lot of options. I mean, if you're in a good relationship, you want to keep that person.
So, yeah, people are asking him, so, hey, what happened with you and Brenda? Why'd y'all break up? So, all them damn strippers. Yeah, they broke us
up.
They ruined our relationship.
At Sensations Premier Gentlemen's Club. Ay. Then we'll go to Bear Assets in Melbourne, Florida. Joseph left a one-star review. Great time. Just kidding, this place is awful. There should be a weight limit. I'm surprised the platform held up because there were so many ugly girls on it without collapsing. If you're a dancer and got rejected at every other club you applied to, I would stop by here. They probably got you. One star. Terrible. That was just mean. That's what that was. Then we'll go to Las Vegas, Nevada at a place called X Burlesque. John left a one-star review. The intermission was not the comedian Pudgy as promised on all the ads. Somebody told me that Pudgy died, but I have no idea if that's true or not. But one star either way.
Yeah. Again, going to the strip club for a comedian.
I'm here to see Pudgy. Like, who the hell is it?
I heard good things about Pudgy.
Have you?
No,
I am gonna wait. Hang on. You go ahead. I'm gonna find out if Pudgy the comedian has died. Let's see what I can find out.
But I mean, that's a pretty forgivable reason for him not to show to his gig, right?
Yeah. If he died, you're gonna leave the whole club a one star review. At least they booked
somebody. Am I giving
proof?
Yeah. It's a female.
Oh.
And she died at her home in Los Angeles of a heart attack on Christmas Day.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. Yeah. That's something to lift you up there. Then we'll go to Portland, Oregon, at a place called Rick's Cabaret. Tony left a one-star review. I had the pleasure of having a dancer fart in front of four of us while she was on the stage. And we were sitting next to it. There was two guys, two girls. The smell matched her face and the rest of the girls there. The next dancer was begging for money like a child, and she was angry that we weren't tipping like we had been, but we were still recovering from having fecal dust shoved down our throats. The next dancer said to get the F away from my stage and then threw her towel at us. If you've ever been to a strip club before, you will be disappointed at best. If it's your first and one of the girls craps her panties like what happened to us, you'll probably never go back to one star.
So strippers use towels? They bring towels out?
I don't know. Maybe she was cleaning the pole or something and threw it off to the side. I don't know.
Well, COVID and all.
Yeah. COVID and all, you know. Then we'll go to Goldfinger Gentleman's Club in San Diego, California. Carl left a one-star review. $20 cover on a Sunday with an empty bar. Fives at most. I'd rather cuddle with a soggy dog on a white couch than go back here. Thumbs down. 10 out of 10. Do not recommend this business. One star. It's quite a colorful review.
Sunday afternoon.
$20.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
You don't have anything else going on.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon. You don't even want to watch TV and relax.
Mm-hmm. Got to go see some titties. Mm. Then we'll go to Washington, D.C. This one is a gross one. Good Guys Club. Joe left a one-star review. Warning, do not trust Ginger, the bartender, to bring you an opened drink. I saw her blow into one of the glasses, presumably to get the dust out. And then grab ice cubes with her hand instead of using the scooper. Very unsafe in the age of COVID and monkeypox. One star. That's not something you want to see. Grab the thing. I'm just no.
I guess that's better than spitting in it and rubbing it out with your shirt tail.
Maybe. Maybe so.
I don't know. Both of them are pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. And then this
like
one
a scuba
is
mask.
This one, if you're sensitive, you may, I don't know, maybe tune out now. This one, right teetering on the edge. Silk Stockings in College Station, Texas. Tom left a one-star review. A stripper fingered another stripper's butthole. It was one of the most ratchet, tiny hole-in-the-wall strip clubs ever. There was one pretty girl. The rest could be labeled as plus size. Oh, and another stripper deep-throated a dollar bill. And the VIP is so bad it's funny. One star.
Yet he still went to the VIP.
Still went to the VIP. They always end up going to the VIP. So I don't know what's going on at Silk Stockings, but
wow. Right there in that little college town.
Yeah. I've never seen a stripper put the dollar in her mouth like that. Like she deep throated it, like he said.
It's gross.
I mean, that is something else.
Well, yeah, but the other thing is normal.
I can see that more.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.